Australia's National Air and Space Museum is going to complete moving about 270 spacesuits to the new home at the Udvar-Hazy Center in Chantilly, Virginia. Spacesuit conservator Lisa Young is in charge of making sure those suits are preserved for decades to come, kind of like wedding dresses. Young is one of the feds we are profiling in our Cool Jobs in Government series. Young tells Federal News Radio part of her job requires some detective work to figure out what the spacesuits are made of and why some materials are breaking down faster than others.
We may do analytical techniques such as X-radiography of a suit to look inside of it. We can't undo our artifacts, so a lot of times we can't really see what's going on from the outside through these layers of the spacesuit. We don't like to really do a lot of interventive treatments immediately because we want to make sure that we're doing the best thing for the materials. And over time, with the increase in technology and scientific techniques, we find better ways to do testing and non-destructive preservation methods for the materials, and they didn't have those methods 20 years ago.
Now, Young says the spacesuits need a very specific environment in order to slow down the deterioration.
They need a very low humidity due to the materials, a steady temperature, minimal access to lights, UV radiation, invisible light, and a lot of ventilation. The materials are off-gassing as they age. So we have storage where we are. It wasn't the best storage, and we've upgraded it several times. But with the Phase 2 building of Udvar-Hazy, the new National Air and Space Museum in 2003, they've added a wing at the back with state-of-the-art storage. We have room for the suits to come in and out on loan from this location, so we have more growth space, a very tight environmental controls, access to the box, security, and it's really neat to see them in a really a great environment where they're going to be preserved for their lifetime, individually on each rack with their own tray and information about the suit and the best environment they can be in.
Young says the coolest part of her job is having a hand in preserving space history.
People are really, really infatuated with, I mean, even kids nowadays about becoming an astronaut. And they're still encouraging that, even though people think the space program is going away. And when you tell people, you know, that you have handled Neil Armstrong's suit or worked on a spacesuit that was on the moon, you know, people can really relate to that. And I feel good that I'm preserving part of our history that I don't want to see disappear because we may not get back to the moon. And this may be the only 12 suits that exist that were ever on the moon surface.
Well, that's a sad thought. Lisa Young is the spacesuit conservator for the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum. Jolie Lee, one of our web reporters, produced this story as part of Federal News Radio's Cool Jobs in Government series. You want to check out her slideshow on federalnewsradio.com now. And of course, if you search Cool Jobs on Federal News Radio, you can see all of the other Cool Jobs profiles.